hear this all the time. Just go do it. Yeah. Just do it. Sure. Seriously, just do it. Now, you got to start at the bottom. Do the background work. Start at the bottom. And it's tough. One step at a time. Seriously, it sounds so basic, but it's true.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have Bentley Fierro, action actor, writer, producer, BJJ enthusiast, host, and comedian. Welcome to the studio, Bentley.
Hey!
Yeah, happy to have you here. How's it going?
Outstanding. What a beautiful morning, right? We are, look at that. The year's almost over. I just can't believe it, but all is well.
Yes, Halloween's coming. Christmas is on the way. So, Bentley, gosh, that list of interest of yours. You're a jack of all trades.
Yeah. You know, give everything a try. It's something, you know, if you were to ask me before, would I do these things? I have no idea. There's no real plan, but otherwise you kind of go and try it one step at a time happens. The next thing you know, I'm like, wow, did I do this? And that's kind of from there what happens. Yeah. I never think about it. Just move on, go forward. And next thing you know, wow, this is what I'm doing. That's amazing.
So as a kid, what was your first interest? What led you down the path to, I mean, obviously like your career evolved and everything unfolded, but what was your first passion? What was your first interest?
You know, growing up as a kid, watching the classics, you know, Godzilla, martial arts, Bruce Lee, Kung Fu Theater, those were special privileges growing up as a kid. And I just always loved the entertainment industry. And when I was a kid, I saw Rambo in the cinema and the Rocky movies. And oh my God, it's just, I remember clearly watching Rocky III and Stallone and Hulk Hogan. And I love the Rambos. Yes. And seeing Rambo and all that stuff just gave me so much. As a kid, you see these, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you see these bigger than life heroes on the big screen. And like, wow, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where now we've seen it evolve. And now in the action movies, it's the high pace, maybe more car chases, more of that kung fu style, less of those giant muscles, which I still think the muscles are awesome. But, you know, now today you have someone like Jason Statham, who's a world megastar, and of course, Tom Cruise. And so seeing it there and one thing led to another. I try a little here and there, and I found really my passion is the action films, action acting, anything high pace. Of course, a natural style improv. Keep it light and funny. I think everybody likes to have a good sense of humor and things to just roll smooth, and that's where the comedian part comes in. And then hosting. Easy for me to make friends and get along with everybody, and hosted some special events. And then one big event that came up was I hosted a cooking show, the Cooking Sauce Lee Kum Kee Wok Wednesday. And that was a lot of fun. And got to cook some very special traditional Asian, Hong Kong, Chinese traditional
I love how
dishes.
That just rolled naturally off your tongue.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of food after to eat.
Yeah, excellent. Wow. And then at what stage did jiu-jitsu play in?
Yeah, pretty amazing. I was, as a kid growing up, I took kung fu martial arts just for a short time. Yeah. My kung fu sensei teacher back early 90s, 89, 90, is actually Paco Christian Prieto. He was in the movie Only the Strong, and that was my sensei. Originally learned from him, and then, you know, he got into Hollywood action movies and so on, and, you know, kind of I go one direction in life, another. And about 10 years ago, had some friends, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I used to be into, like, bodybuilding, lifting weights. I was going to the gym. I was, like, 220, much bigger before. I love lifting weights, but I did stop. My trainer back then was just training me for free as a friend. He was in jiu-jitsu. He's like, come on, join the class. Give it a try. I was like, okay, I'll try. And then went in there. I was like, wow, what the heck is this? Amazing. It's really amazing. And ever since then, just going. And now today, it's a little over 10 years. I am a brown belt. It's a long journey.
Congratulations on
thank
that.
You.
That's
thank
a lot just, of hard work.
Yeah, I just got that brown belt this year. It's a long journey. And here's the thing. I don't want to get promoted. I'm one of those guys, the teacher's looking at me like, I'm going to promote you. I'm like, no, I don't want it. It's okay. Yeah. I'm not in a rush. You know, those are the guys, go in there, they're like, I want to be a black belt. They're like, I don't want the black belt.
Because you understand that it's a journey. It really truly is a journey.
Yeah. It is. You know what's funny is I was tell my classmates in jiu-jitsu or my teacher, remember like Milli Vanilli? And they're like, look, we're good. We don't want to win a Grammy, all right? We're good. We want to keep it kind of undercover. Yeah. I was like, damn it, we won the Grammy. It was over from there. It's like, oh, man, I'm like that now. I won the damn Grammy. I don't want it, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, it's all fun, but...
more pressure comes it is. With promotion.
It is. And I have nothing but respect for everyone in any martial arts, yeah. Especially the guys I roll with in my jiu-jitsu. We have a lot of fun in my class. It really is kind of like comedy in my school.
We have jiu-jitsu in common. And as we talked off camera, we have the same stance on a lot of things that come along with that jiu-jitsu lifestyle.
It is. It's amazing. Martial arts, I think, for anyone is it's just healthy.
Yeah.
And especially
great mental management.
It is. And of course, I'm in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I have to say, you know, I believe it's one of the best out there. I respect all. Absolutely, like there's stand-up game and so on, judo. I can get into a long story where it comes from. But otherwise, hey, look, if you just take any martial arts and the brotherhood, the camaraderie. So when you start going to class and you have that set of core guys that have been in there for so many years and this develops friendships. And now I have a lot of professional buddies in the industry, you know, that I'm fighting with. And now
and the level of trust that develops when you're rolling with partners.
Yes.
Like that's huge for me.
That is massive. Yes. That is so massive. If you are rolling with good partners in jiu-jitsu or any sports, again, the trust.
Yeah.
Huge. You need it.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's, yeah.
Totally. It helps you. Like for me, it was mental management. When I got into jiu-jitsu, as I was explaining to you before we got rolling here, I was training 3 times a day because I was very enthusiastic and I wanted to be good. And I wasn't picking up as fast as some of the other folks in the class. And so I would, I began training privately also. So I'd go to morning class and then train privately at noon. And then come back in the evening. And what was cool about when I started training was I started later in life. I did some karate as a young person, but then I didn't take it too seriously. And then as I got older and started a business, I was in my early 40s and it was during COVID. So I was getting like the jiu-jitsu gym was open and they were training, but I was only one of like a few folks that would show up to the class. So I was getting like 3 privates a day essentially, which was amazing. So I got a lot of one-on-one time and relationship building with the head instructors. That was a game changer for me.
Yeah. That pandemic time, I remember going to class and it's like, don't tell nobody. Your guys were like, you know, quiet and don't say anything. And it's funny how that was very recent, but it feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
A long time ago. It just shows how fast times are.
And we had to train with the masks on and like do all the CDC guidelines and all of those things, but still training was going on. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild where we have evolved to. And it's just amazing now talking about that. These are a lot of the same guys, 5 now, 10 years I've been have a relationship with. I guess you would say these are your on the mat family and friends. These are guys that I'm rolling with and I only see them on the mats. These are guys, they got professions, they got families, all that, but there is a camaraderie there and we're very close. But again, we're on the mats. And then after that, everyone's back to the real world. Yeah. But that friendship, that bond and the trust that is there, that is something really special. You can only have that with certain people.
And having that background in jiu-jitsu and just all of the facets that come with your training, that has to play a huge part in your action acting world.
Yes. Yeah, totally. You know, getting to acting, I've always been the action. I just love high-paced action. You know, I just can't be a drama guy.
Right.
I'm just,
it's fun. You have a lot of energy, natural energy.
It's hard. People try to say, can you get angry or try? I was like, I don't know. It's just something I don't know how to explain. So I do believe do something that you're good at. And I remember hearing like interviews with Tom Cruise or like The Rock and Jason Statham. These guys, if you notice, when you see their movies, they're kind of doing the same thing all the time. But here's the thing. That's what the fans want. That's what works. And so when they're making their films, it's tailored to their needs, the way which people like. It's a natural charisma. You know, and here's the thing. You could be the best looking person, the greatest at any field, but absolutely is having that charisma, which the fans, they like it.
Yeah.
And if you could just do that, being yourself and be natural, that's what the fans are going to enjoy.
Dependability.
Yeah.
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 They can depend on that.
Yeah. And that's what you're going to see with, for me, I love the action film. I love Tom Cruise. I mean, the guy's amazing. I love Jason Statham, The Rock, Frank Grillo.
Yeah.
I have some, you know, I have my, maybe my Mount Rushmore of
that's awesome.
Action. Yeah. Yeah, there's too many lists, you know, but again, Stallone and Schwarzenegger, just too much. But again, if you watch their movies, I mean, how many times does Schwarzenegger say, I'll be back? I mean, does that ever? It's a parody now. And, but again, it works. That's what people like.
Yeah.
Same with, you know, Stallone. And just amazing to hear their stories. And then now here I am in this field and hopefully taking that next step. I've done some fight choreography and some short films. Now working on a feature. And again, I really like the high-paced John Wick style.
Yeah.
Statham.
Absolutely.
Fighting the punching. And do what works best for you. So like myself, I come from a Brazilian jiu-jitsu and judo background. You're not going to see me flying in there doing the kicks. It's just not realistic.
Yeah.
But instead, I will apply what I do know, which would be more of a wrestling, hand-to-hand combat style. And that's what lately, the last John Wick movie, he does a lot of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm watching the movie like, there's Keanu doing all the spider guard and all this kind of stuff. So it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. There's never something in the cinema and the movies where you have some guys like Jackie Chan and you have other people with their different styles. And so do what works best for you and what people like, what you can do.
You've always got a lot of projects cooking and I love following your social media. You've got a lot of, your life is like an action adventure movie. So that's gotta be fun. Now, what was your first role? Like getting into the biz?
Ooh, you know, here's the thing. I just got into the industry maybe a few years ago.
Okay.
And I went full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Now, I wish I would have done this 20 years ago. I should have started. If I would have started 20 years ago, I'd be famous, I think. I don't know, but hey. But yeah, just a few years ago. And now here's the thing, that my first feature film I did is barely coming out now. Barely. That's called The Ritual House. And that was a kind of it's a thriller, a slasher movie. I played the appraiser because I was wearing a nice suit. And like, they're all like, no, you don't look like a killer. You look like, oh, okay, it works. So that was fun. And that will be coming out hopefully soon. That'll be streaming Tubi and other platforms. I do know it is premiering in October, Screamfest, Hollywood, Los Angeles. It will premiere there, The Ritual House. That was one of my first, probably the first movie I did. So that is coming out soon. And this last few weeks, this month, my gosh, a lot of stuff going on all at once.
I like the title of The Appraiser. That sounds like a thriller in itself, too.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe make a spinoff from that. Yeah. I was talking to the director about that. Maybe we could do something. But this last few months, pretty busy. I produced and wrote some short films and submit them to the festivals. Last week I did, which is called the 48-Hour Los Angeles Film Festival, which they give you 48 hours to produce something and then submit it. I did producing on that. And that production I was able to get for the writing some pretty famous social media influencers to be involved in that. So that's just
cool.
Good for the credibility. And then I did at the same time during the weekend the Creative Film CFC Challenge Festival. And on that one, that was a film I produced and I wrote. It's a comedy kind of thriller spoof, text received. And that was fun. That was this last week. Two shorts at the same time. So Saturday, I'm in one set and then later that day, another set. I don't know how I did it.
You got a lot cooking.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of happened like that.
Yeah. What does your writing process look like when you get into your creative headspace? Like how do you, because you have so much going on. Do you have to disconnect at times from just everything going on around you just so you can get in that creative headspace?
You know what I learned is from writing, I'm doing it more now. I really enjoy writing.
Yeah.
It just pops up. It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah.
I just go off my first impression. So if something comes up in my mind, I make my notes and it'll happen anyway. I could be driving, be like, da, da, da. Oh yeah, da, da. That's how it happens. Yeah. I'm not looking for it. I'm not saying I'm going to write this today. It's not like that. And I can go 5 days, 3 months, not thinking of anything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like this last few weeks, stuff just popped in my head. I could be in class rolling with the guys and messing around. Like, oh, yeah, imagine if we did something like that. That's what happens.
You're funny. That's how I used to be, too. And I actually used to take a notebook with me to jiu-jitsu class and set it on the side because ideas would come to me at certain times and I'd need to jot them down.
Yeah. And it's wild. Just things like this happen and all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah. And yeah, it's pretty funny. So that's how the ideas come up and I start writing stuff. And again, if you could write a short, that's great. Yeah. And more than anything, though, I have not done for myself yet a full feature film, but I have wrote something right now, which we have in development that would be a feature, full action. I would be the star of that and high-paced action. But again, that's just in development, right? Yeah. It's just in the works. It's not 100% yet.
A lot to unfold for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, just getting to know you, you're so high energy and you have such a positive attitude. And we were talking off camera and just an instant connection there. I think that you're so fun and just easy to talk to. I know that business is tough to crack and you must have faced some adversity kind of just getting in and like training jiu-jitsu and all the mental management that comes with your lifestyle. What are some of the things that have popped up over the years that have helped shape your trajectory and staying focused?
Like jiu-jitsu. Hey man, there's a group of guys who all start at the same time. They're advancing, you know, quicker than me. But here's the thing, what I learned, and this is anything in life, with career, life, whatever that is, just one step at a time. Seriously, it sounds so basic, but it's true. And don't listen or follow any thoughts. You know, it's easy for our mind to think, oh my gosh, oh, how am I going to, how come this, oh, this or that, or why her this or that? I mean, there's so many things. I really have a clear, clear mind and I forget stuff easy. So if whatever happens, okay. And then 3 seconds. All right, I'm here now. I mean, it's just like forward, stay present, observe. If something happens where you're not happy with the outcome, okay, I learned from it. And seriously, within 2 minutes, I forget about it already. And just the next day or the next minute, right now, 2 minutes from now is the future. It doesn't exist. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't get lost in my thoughts. I don't make a plan. There's no plan in my life. Seriously, I have no idea. I didn't think I was going to be an actor in doing this. I wanted to, but it's one of those things where it's just like, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'll try. Now I'm like, wow, I just did this. I have no idea. I really don't know. And I just don't plan anything. It's just kind of go up. Most important, get up early in the morning. Get out and just whatever happens. I do believe once you get out of the house and you're outside, things just come to you.
Yeah, they do. Yes.
It happens. True. It happens.
I get up at 2 a.m. every day. I keep a very regimented schedule. And it's been interesting since I'm traveling right now. I think I woke up at 4 today,
which
was very late for me. Yeah. It was interesting. But that, to your point of just that mindset of getting up, getting out of the house and letting things come to you, it all unfolds as it's supposed to.
It does. It does. It's amazing. Like, I'll give you an example. Look, this year I've been busy, but I love to travel whenever I can. And for me, I love Asia. I have many friends in China, Japan, you know, all through Taiwan, Thailand.
I saw some posts of you. Weren't you recently in Japan?
Last year.
Okay, last year. Yeah.
But it comes up already showing, wow, 1 year. It feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
So I typically travel every year to Asia. Before pandemic, it was every year. Pandemic happened, 4 years? Nothing. Yeah. And not until last year recently, finally, like, okay, we can travel. There's no restrictions. Awesome. So last year, I think it was May, I was in Japan, come back here, work. And then September of last year, I was in Beijing, China. And so I have many friends. International, we say, in Asia. So I have my friends in Japan. It's kind of like one of those things like, hey, guys, I'm going to be here. And I just go land and
And everyone's ready to.
That's it. There's no plan. There's no plan. Just show up and I'm just like, hey, I'm here. And next thing you know, my friends, hey, we want to take you here. Hey, and it's just like
everything unfolds.
It goes fast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm like, God, I really want to stay longer. But, you know, I have to come back here, take care of work. And then after, then later, last year, that was September, went to Beijing, China, which I've been there before. I've been to many different parts of Eurasia. Some friends in Beijing. Oh, you're going to be here? Yeah. And show up and, oh, man, they just take you to party. I go to Asia to enjoy myself, have fun, and party. Here in the States, professional, you know, work.
You go to Asia to blow off some steam.
Oh, man. Yeah. I seriously love it. And
that culture has got to be just amazing.
It's just so much fun. Everyone's super friendly.
Yes.
Everybody loves to party. And when I say party, like I'm not a big drinker. I have a glass of wine, I'll fall asleep. If I drink a beer, I'll get drunk. You know, but you know, you're there and like, uh-oh, like you better.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. If you don't, it's like insulting. You know, take you out to eat and all these things. You have to do it. So that's the time I really let loose and just have fun with friends. And more than anything, it's just the great memories.
Yeah.
The memories and just building and having friends. And it's just nice now with the media. I'm still able to connect with everybody. And
Keep those international relationships.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And that gets me thinking too right now. Like I would love that. Get an action film and have it, you know, be famous in Asia and here. And oh God, someone told me come to Asia and retire and you're all, I'll do it.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Sounds amazing. But I think too, just a part of mental management is getting out of your comfort zone and getting on a plane and going to places like Asia and building international relationships and friendships. That's priceless. You know?
It is. It is. Yeah. It's amazing. You get, it's like a dream. You go, imagine you're in another country, you know, you're like, you don't know. I could speak broken Mandarin and Japanese. I can get by. It's broken. But the way I learned it was I didn't take no classes or lessons. Just went there. Yeah. I learned things by actually doing it. There's no way I could go to school or anything. I was always a bad student. So it's just more like I'm a hands-on kind of person.
Same here.
Yeah. So that's a way for me to learn. Yeah. And then next, you know, I'm there and I'm kind of ordering, I want this or coffee or this. And I kind of, that's how I learned it and, you know, make friends and get around. And it's nice. I've had some great friends now for many years and it's just amazing. So then when they come to the States, I was telling them, stay at my place, you know, welcome, let's go out. So show that hospitality.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Hospitality is key.
Yeah.
And entertaining guests.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Gosh, what are some of the other modalities that you get into? Just as I know jiu-jitsu and I know you like to work out, what are some of the other things you get into, any of the biohacking at all?
You know, my method of biohacking, I know that's such a popular word now recently. Yeah. I love the sunshine.
Yeah.
I love the sun. I hear the red light therapy kind of thing, but for me, it's sunshine. I love summertime. I could be at the beach, the mountains, wherever I'm at, just take off my shirt and just stand in the sun.
Yeah.
Or I'm at the beach and or at the park, wherever that may be, summertime. Shirt off, do some push-ups, jumping jacks, pull-ups. They have a pull-up. I love the pull-up bar.
I love a pull-up bar.
Oh, man,
yeah.
That's awesome. Even just to hang on to
it. Feels so good.
Oh, man, that's nice. The sun just does wonders. I love the sun. I love getting a tan. Like, this is, like, super dark for me right now. I love it. But I do believe in biohacking, like, as in the sunshine. And eating, I eat a lot of high protein. So I pretty much, I'm always eating, you know, you call me the carnivore, but that's pretty much what I eat. And for drinking, I love my coffee. I need my coffee and water. And otherwise, those would, I would say the closest thing if it's like the biohacking style, but definitely sunshine.
Just for longevity, those are things that I'm into also. Like, I love the sunshine. I love going for walks. I love getting out in nature. You know, pen to paper, obviously you're a writer, so you know that that's therapeutic.
Yeah.
And tapping into your creativity. But same for me, it's like swimming, water, sunshine, all the natural things that life has to offer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, great for your mindset and just brain function and food, diet. I love, I don't subscribe to one particular diet in per se, but I just like to eat clean and I'll treat myself when it's time to do that. Yeah.
Oh, football season starts Sundays. I'll eat a whole pizza.
Yeah. Same.
Oh my God. I love I love pasta.
Yeah.
Oh God. I love Italian food and football season. Yeah. Maybe I put on a little weight. That's the one time. Sundays, that's like my religion. Like
Sunday, fun day. Yeah.
Chicago deep dish. Oh my God.
You'll have to come to Detroit sometime and get a Detroit style.
Yeah,
yes.
I never tried that. Yeah. I've never been out there and tried, but, and I love cold pizza. You're eating a good pizza. If you can eat it cold, oh, that's a quality.
I'm a cold pizza guy, but it almost never makes it to the refrigerator because I eat it all in one sitting usually.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I've been in sometimes friends' houses and I don't know what happens. We're at a friend's house or something and get there and they have cold pizza. You want pizza? We have cold pizza. Yeah, cool. And then their wife or girlfriend grabs it, puts it in the microwave. They're like, no, what are you doing? Don't do that. No.
Yeah, reheated pizza.
Oh, God, no. That should be against the law.
Yes.
It's like, no. Cold pizza, Jeez, that is amazing. It's
good. Yeah, those are all some of my favorites too. And I'm a big on protein too. Chicken, fish, steak. Those are my favorites.
Oh, I love a good steak.
Yeah, the go-tos. Yeah. And I love bread. So you'll never catch me on an all-carb diet.
Oh, man. You put the bread in front of me. I love sourdough, rye. Yes. Go to a steakhouse or Italian restaurant. Once they bring out the bread, I'm like, forget it, man. It's so hard to stop.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
So hard to stop. So, yeah, I love bread. I love bread. And, oh, yeah, I could eat anything, but it's just tough. Nowadays when I'm, like, putting the time in and everything, it's like I look at food now. I'm like, if I eat that, I'm going to feel sick or I'm going to, like, control myself. I really do. It's hard. But, of course, yeah, maybe on a Sunday here and there, I love gelato. You know, pistachio ice cream.
Yes.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah,
so,
food can sometimes be a hangover too. You can sometimes experience a hangover after eating a pizza or two.
I have a big Chicago pizza. I already set my day.
Yes.
So I'll be like, okay, on Saturday, I'm not going to eat too much. So I wake up Sunday morning, I'm going to be so hungry and starving so I can eat the whole pizza.
And take Monday off.
Yeah, I take Monday off and feel full and bloated the whole day, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Okay, it's Monday, back to normal.
We have a very similar protocol.
Yeah, I think that's you got to do that. It's okay. You know, change it up a little. I know our bodies, if we eat the same thing over and over and over, we kind of become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So it's good to change things up. So I'm pretty sure eating healthy all week and then once a week you have a pizza, your body's like, wait, what is this?
Yes.
I'm not used to this.
And shock.
Yeah, burn the protein. Yeah, burn it off quicker. So yeah, I do believe in that.
I love that. Yeah, it's good. Keeping things up for your career also, very important. And what's your ideal action movie to get involved in?
Ooh, I love Shogun Hiroyuki Sanada. Nice guy. I met him a couple times. Very nice man. Very nice man. Action style film, Jason Statham, of course. One of my favorite films was Crank Part 2. Kind of working on something like that. Just walking down the streets, dealing with the neighborhood thugs, and then fighting the final boss at the end. And high action. Lots of guns and shooting and stuff exploding and blowing up.
Yeah.
Throw a little sci-fi in there. And I think that's what works. That's what I like. I don't like to keep things – I don't want to make things complicated.
Right.
You know, something like the first Fast and Furious movie. Simple, da-da-da. That's what really I'm aiming for. I love Asian martial arts, of course. So anything with Yakuza, Samurai – Kung Fu, Karate.
Now, do you samurai? Do you know how to, have you taken?
I've taken a few samurai classes using the katana.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I have a katana.
Oh my God.
I just started training myself on YouTube.
Ooh, that is
because I couldn't find a trainer. Yeah.
That is a whole, I've taken some few private lessons and that is an art. Footwork, the movement, the breathing. It's like doing a yoga class or something like that, but you're holding the katana.
Yeah.
The way even putting on the hakama, the kimono, everything is a science.
Yep.
For me, I had a hard time doing that. That was tough. That's where jujitsu comes in because I just prefer wrestling than doing the footwork and all that. Oh man, I have two left feet. Don't ask me to dance. But amazing. And I just love, again, the Asian culture, the Japanese culture, you know, with the kimono and the, oh gosh, there's just so much I could talk about. But if we can do some kind of an action film like that, John Wick style, and before I forget, my last really favorite movie, Statham, The Beekeeper. If you like John Wick, you'll like The Beekeeper.
Amazing. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah. It's picture John Wick, shorter, like 90-minute movie, straight to the point, all action. The plot is amazing. I don't want to give it away. Great plot and more daytime. That's one thing. Action movies, I'm a little tired of the stuff at night and dark. I can't see it. I'm watching the film like I can't see anything. It's too dark. So what I like in action films is daylight and where anyone could see it. I could be sitting back with no glasses. I could see it. Stuff in the dark, it's just too dark. I can't see anything. And if it's too long.
I'm with you.
Let's get back to movies that are 90 minutes. That's what I like. If you're going to do a 2.5, 3-hour movie, okay. The only movie that can get away doing that would be Top Gun Maverick. And I'll throw the Mission Impossible in there. But Top Gun Maverick, that was, oh my God.
Now, when you're putting your movies together, are you part of the casting? Is that how you see that?
Yes. A few of those. I did help out part of the casting. I casted a few people. And this next one I'm working on, I got together a pretty awesome cast. Real authentic actors and that know martial arts. And I am involved in the casting and the stuff that I am writing because it's tailored to specific type of actor and so on. But working on some stuff as well with let's see what happens. It's in development, but very interesting villain. So not your typical villain that you see in every movie. No, this would be a lot more interesting.
Now, would you like playing a villain in a movie? Or?
I do. Yeah. I do like playing the villain. And I feel like I've played enough villains for some reason. I don't know why. So that's why I want to be the hero. Like,
yeah.
The good guy and all that. Because I've been getting people.
You saying, have
like,
a versatility about you. I could see. You could either be the hero or the villain. Yeah.
Yeah, I have played like villain as in the guy who's a jerk. You know, the real just says it and stuff that people don't want to hear. Yeah. I could play that kind of villain.
Yeah.
The evil, conniving, vindictive killer villain. Maybe not that one. But the other kind of more crazy villain, yeah, I could do that.
Awesome. I love it. Do you ever bring in your guys from the mats into the fold on the for extras or anything in the martial
arts? I haven't
arts?
Done that yet because they don't have time, these guys. They got families and everything. Correct. But I've had a few guys kind of hint. They're like, hey, so, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe it's very possible. Yeah.
Because when you're writing the thing, like you see the specific character and you see the scene in your head as you're writing it, I'm sure. So you know how to tailor make those casting calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, totally. So that's, again, everyone, when it pops in your head, you're thinking, oh, this person can do this and so on. So that's kind of what happens. Yeah.
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 I love the process. That's so exciting. Now, do you have a website?
So best way, I'm always on Instagram. I have Instagram, TikTok, you know, but Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. So you guys can find me on Instagram. I'm verified under Bentley Fiero. It's verified with the blue check. There are some imposter accounts. I'm surprised on me, you know, but yeah, I'm verified. I'm very active on the stories. So you get on Instagram and every day I'll post a story, something. And of course I'll post, but yeah, I love Instagram.
Isn't that interesting how that happens with the fake profiles? Fake dating profiles pop up and then the social media handles too. It's like, where do these people come?
I was surprised when there was a fake profile of me. And I'm like, that's not me. I'm like, what the heck? Did I post it? And then I got a bunch of likes on it. Like, wow, I got so many likes on the one saying there was a fake one. And I got people say, hey, man, that's a compliment. Like, I'm like, I guess so. You're right. Yeah.
You've arrived.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm surprised that happens, you know, but okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. But otherwise, social media, I put my day-to-day life on there. And especially the Instagram, I like just being active on there, just showing what I'm doing. And I've always, whatever I can, you know, a positive outlook. I always look at everything as a learning experience. You're never going to see me complain or say that my life or this and that. I don't think people want to see that.
You've got a great positive attitude.
You got to be.
And it's also contagious.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You got to be. I think as an entertainer, no one wants to see religion, politics, or your personal. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that. When I see a movie, I want to enter a world where I watch this movie. I'm like, wow. Like I just felt I went to another planet. And then when I get out of the film, I'm like, wow, I feel good. Oh my God, that was awesome.
You forget about all that other
stuff.
Forget
about everything.
Yeah.
Forget everything. I don't think anybody wants to hear about your personal this or the drama or the politics. No one wants to hear that.
Right.
Nobody wants
to.
They go to escape.
Yeah.
And so if I'm doing anything out here I am, hey, you're going to see the best way to entertain the audience. And that is just, hey, what's this in front of me? Oh, wow, this is cool. Look at the sky. I love the airplane out here. Oh, my gosh, the weather today is so beautiful. I'm going to eat this today. Things like that. I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's a great piece of advice you could give for somebody that's looking to break into the biz, kind of follow down your path? Because you're a jack of all trades, but you have a lot of talent and a lot of interest. So for someone to parlay that into a career, what's your best piece of advice for someone?
You know, just like, and you hear this all the time. Yeah. Just go do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
It's true.
Seriously, just do it. And it's amazing how many friends I've made getting out there, doing it. You know, you got to start at the bottom. Do the background work. Start at the bottom. And it's tough. You get in there like, what's this? I don't know anything. There's stuff I didn't know. But if you keep the consistency and just try it and do it, then yeah, it's anything is possible. It really is. And then you get excited about like, wow, I learned this, I can do that, and so on. So I highly recommend it. Made some great friends. I promise I was going to pitch my acting school,
yeah,
my acting teacher, because I learned so much. And here's the thing. Now, you know, you can do everything from your phone.
Yeah.
You can go to acting class on your phone. Yeah, seriously.
You can even train jujitsu through your phone.
Yeah, you can do everything. It's amazing. I love my phone. I'm a phone fanatic. I fall asleep with my phone. Like I know they say this stuff. Don't do this. I'm an adult now, so what the hell, man?
I'll do what you want.
Do what the hell I want. I know the outcome.
Yes.
But the acting class I attended, and I recommend to everybody, go see Jeffrey Blake, the Actors Link. He is a 2-time SAG winning actor. You saw him in Forrest Gump.
Wow.
Like a lot of movies from the 80s. He's good friends with Tom Cruise and Kevin Bacon, and well respected, established actor. Very, very fair on the fees. And you could do an acting class on your phone through Zoom. So that's Jeffrey Blake, Actors Link. Thank you. I was taking his acting class during pandemic.
Yeah.
So
sounds like a great mentor.
Yes. Much respect. But there's nothing holding you back now. And especially today, here's the thing. People look at the pros and cons with auditions. And I'll be the first. I really get some solid auditions. I get callbacks. I'm really lucky. I get a call. Hey, send us your audition. I get a lot of auditions. But I'm not getting the parts, you know?
Yeah.
But this is how I look at it. Look, I got an audition for like big car companies, some movies. I really got some like, oh my God, we want your audition. Come here. We want to see you. I didn't get the roles, okay? But I look at it as, hey, wow, just to be already, we want to see you. Hey, I'm already like
that's part of the
process. I'm not going to complain, man. Yeah. I'm like, wow, thank you.
Yes.
So to get an audition of saying voiceover, I'm working voiceover stuff.
I was going
to
ask you, are you into voiceovers? Because you have a great voice, and I would think that you would.
I've gotten some killer auditions for voiceover. I didn't get the roles. These are like pretty solid, like Netflix stuff. And solid, big commercials, like major car companies and so on. I didn't get the roles, but hey, they called me.
Yeah.
They said, we like your voice. Hey, or can you do something, you know, physically or voice? I've gotten some great and amazing auditions. I have not landed the roles, okay? But that's the whole part of Hollywood. Hey, just to get the audition, like seriously, dude, I'm so grateful. I'm like, okay, just it's a numbers game. Door closes, on to the next, on to the next.
Well, it's experience too.
It is experience.
Yeah, it's great experience and great practice. And also, that's a networking opportunity also because you're meeting those people. You're
meeting the casting director right there.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
So while you might not be the right fit for that role or that voiceover, you might be for another one and they might remember that and then contact you again.
I'm open-minded to all of it. So that's how I am. I'm like, hey, I'm going to write my stuff. Meanwhile, I'm going to go to auditions if they call me and then work on my own stuff as well. So there's a way all around everything. You just got to put the time in and want to do it. And here's the thing. If you want to do it, do it. But if you feel like I'm bored, it's a job, I don't want to, then don't do it. Yeah. You know, in this industry, hey, there's no such thing as like, oh, you know, oh, free parking for this, or we're going to give you this. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
It's you got to pay your dues.
You got to pay your dues. Here's the address. Show up here. Go do it.
There's a lot of actors too I've seen talk about in interviews where they've gotten a role in a movie or a feature film and it's cut. It's on the cutting room floor and they don't actually make it to film, but they didn't even know until they went to the premiere. That happens.
That happens to a lot of people. I know I've heard many, many stories. And so again, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, in this industry, you could have, you know, we don't know when the breakout role is going to happen, but as long as you're willing to try and get out there, hey, that's all what it is. And that's what I do. If I have something come up, just go. If I get it, if I don't, I don't. But either way, I just go out there and do it. And I have landed I've gotten some feature film roles just by going out there. So got a movie right now streaming. It's on Tubi. It's called A Murder in Oakland.
Wow.
Streaming right now on Tubi, A Murder in Oakland. I got to play the detective total jerk on that. That was fun.
Yeah. It sounds amazing. I'm going to have to check this out.
Yeah. That's streaming right now. Same thing with another one, the late Michael Madsen, who just, you know, passed away tragically. I was involved with one of his last films. It's streaming now, called Dark Feathers. I am involved in that film with the marketing. That was a special kind of thing that landed. But yeah, I got the marketing role in that. So I connected in that way with that film, and Michael Madsen's just, it's just a privilege. So that is streaming right now on Tubi and pretty much everywhere, Dark Feathers. And so things like this come up and I'm not planning for it. And then just like right now talking, like, oh yeah, this just popped up here and so on. So you don't know where things lead you, but as long as you just get up and go and try, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And have a thick skin too. You're like, you have to be able to take the hits as it comes. Everything's a learning experience. It sounds like you have a great mindset, and training on the mats and all the other, all the other activities that you're involved in, I'm sure just help pave the way.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, totally. Don't, you got to have thick skin.
Yeah.
Like, man, seriously, I've had people call me every name in the book, and I don't care. Like, seriously, I don't care. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Treat those as you want to be treated.
Yep.
I have many friends in the industry, or many people who I know. Not everyone's going to think the same. Yeah. People have creative differences. That's in personal and professional. But you know what? If everyone treats each other with respect, hey, I get along with everybody. Seriously.
I can tell that about you.
I get along with everybody. Yeah. Like, there's no shape for a big ego, or just because this person may drive a car you don't like that color doesn't mean you have to hate them. It's like, okay, that's your choice, your preference. But hey, we could communicate well and get along and be respectful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that. And everybody perceives everybody differently. Everyone has their own opinion formed on us as individuals in their head anyway. Yeah. So you just accept that, embrace it, and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I truly believe, especially with work in a professional level, when people are acting like professionals, you're not going to have no issues. It's when people bring in their personal issues to the profession, forget it. Yeah. That's why I always recommend to everybody, never mix your personal and professional. Just don't do that.
Right.
Exactly. I just think that's a bad idea.
Recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it is. It is. So keep your personal life way far away over there, and then your professional here. And when you leave the professional, of course, you could disconnect everything and you're in another planet already there. I would say that's where you keep everything more calm and relaxing, and you're not going to be dealing with all the mental crazy stuff.
Yeah, it makes for clean culture.
Yeah, yeah. It does. It does.
So with all the mental health and mental management, do you find yourself a man of faith also?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was born and raised, you know, Catholic background. And but again, you know, what's funny is I respect all religions. And every New Year and so on, I do attend like the Asian, like get the blessings, the Buddhist temples. Yeah. I love all that stuff. I love it. And so I do believe in having a clear mind. I'm not going to judge anyone. Whatever, hey, you believe whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
You treat people the right way. An interesting thing, though, and I got to say, this is wild. But, and I, you know, kind of got some research and I spoke to a rabbi, okay? And so possibly I may have, well, yeah, my grandfather on one side was probably like half Jewish. So I may have a Jewish background. So you could say that's Spanish, Italian. My last name, Fierro, which is F-I-E-R-R-O. It's Italian and Spanish. There was, I guess, if you look in the research and background there was Italian Jewish. So F-I-E-R-R-O-W. So I don't know if you don't pronounce the W, but yeah, that's
the W Jewish is silent.
Area. Silent, yeah. So my last film I produced, and so also known by, you could find me as Fierro with a W at the end. So very interesting.
Yeah.
So again, I really think, like anybody, you can't just be thinking one thing and this is it and that's it. Have the open mind. You don't know where life is taking you.
I really don't know.
Yeah. So I saw that. I was like, that's amazing. I don't know anything about it, but it's now researching.
I love Jewish culture. Yeah, so yeah. I've been working with families for years. I started out in the mental health field when I was 18 years old. So I've sat at many family tables, different family dinners I've been invited to. So I learn all the cultures from all the backgrounds, from all the religions, and I embrace all of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm a guy about peace. You know, hey, let's get along. One more thing. In jiu-jitsu, we're on the mats. We have some guys in, you know, other religions, other faiths. hey, that's their personal life. But we're on the mats. Right. Well, we're brothers. We're seriously, we're having a blast. We're having such a great time. We're brothers. And so I wish hopefully someday society and politics and like, hey, let's just get along.
Basically, everybody should just take up jujitsu so they can understand. Just do it.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Yeah, brotherhood, martial arts, jujitsu. Yeah. it's there. Hey, we got some tough girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At my jujitsu school, they had the women's empowerment classes.
Oh, and
they had the bullyproof program for the kids.
Yeah.
And it was a community. Families would attend, you know, so amazing. And I made great relationships with the women's empowerment instructor as well as the head instructor.
Oh yeah, this just popped in my head. I just did a short action series, Justice for Hire. That's streaming. That's a pretty popular vertical on TikTok. Okay. Action short series, Justice for Hire. I want to thank my buddy Jen. And coming soon, we did some fighting. Myself, her name is Zeta Zhang. She's got a big following, but she's a pro wrestler, WWE and so on. So we got some fights coming up. Keep an eye open for Justice for Hire on that. I just thought.
That's amazing. I could see you doing the intros for like a boxing match.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go, guys. Fight for Love.
Yeah, there you go.
Fight for Love is a movie that's streaming right now on Tubi. I auditioned for that role to be one of the fighters. The director told me, you know, have you thought about announcing? Yeah, I could announce. Okay, so in this movie, I play the announcer. So I'm like, fighting in this corner.
Yes, I could picture it in my head, and I haven't even seen that.
That's the role I got in the movie. So yeah. Fight for Love is streaming. Like, follow, share, everybody. Thank you. I play the announcer. So I got a lot of screen time on that, because if I would have been one of the fighters, I'd be like one and done in 1 minute. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
I wasn't the lead role on that. So that was that's happened naturally. And they saw my cooking show, and that's kind of how it happened from there. Like, why don't you host instead of being a fighter? I was like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I didn't have to get all, I was just wearing a suit. I didn't have to get all sweaty or dirty or anything.
Perfect. Just stand there, look good, and sound good.
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite thing to cook? Back to your background in your cooking show.
Okay. So Lee Kung Kee Wok Wednesday. I love spicy. There's a part of China, northern China, Sichuan, Chongqing, Chengdu. These are a northern part of China. All their food is spicy. I love Thai food. I love spicy Chinese food. I love any kind of food spicy. Ooh, you take a sip of that. It's burning, but it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Very peppery, strong pepper. Oh, that was amazing. That was good. I got to go back to China soon, guys.
Yeah. Fantastic. So your favorite thing to cook. And then what is your favorite role that you've done thus far?
As of right now, my God, that's a tough one.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Right now, my favorite role that I've done right now was the action fighting on Justice for Hire. Because on that, we're doing some, imagine me, I'm fighting a girl on this one. So it's we had a blast filming this. It's still in development. It'll be coming soon. There's some small clips, but it's a lot of fun, especially when you got another girl. She knows martial arts too, so we're able to connect very easily on the choreography. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of
fun. Very exciting. Yeah, it sounds like you've had a charmed life so far, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get every role, but
no complaints. I'm just, you know what? Hey, we're in Hollywood right now. I'm out here. I'm having a blast. So no complaints. I'm extremely grateful. And, let's see what comes up next. We just don't know. Just get out there. That's it.
Yeah. And with all your skill set, you definitely know how to handle adversity through mental management. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, you just have the – hey, if someone says something – I mean, it's just words. Yeah. How are you going to – words. Can you imagine having the power of a word destroy you? Yeah. That's just like, no way. It's like, I don't give that person that power, whoever that may be, but I got no issues. I get along with everybody.
Coming back to jujitsu too, that empowerment piece that comes with jujitsu.
Yes.
It's very empowering.
Oh man, I'll give you a clear example. We got some guys in my class much smaller than me, 140 pounds small. Jeez, those guys are tough. Oh boy, they are strong. Yeah. It's all that technique and mental. So that's what, it's so humbling and amazing. That's what, why so much respect for the arts.
Oh, absolutely.
Because seriously, it doesn't matter. Those big muscles, that doesn't matter. And it comes to the technique.
On the mat, all that goes away.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's all about technique.
Oh, yeah.
Never so underestimate anyone.
That's very true. It really is true. A lot of times you can look at someone like that. No. It's funny. I'll tell you this right now. In martial arts, like jujitsu, if you see the big guy with the muscles, I'm not afraid of that guy. I'm afraid of the lanky, skinny. That's the guy that'll like totally like flexible and cardio.
They're the
for
most
days.
Squirrely. Yeah.
Yes. They can snakes. Move. Yeah. Yes. Those guys are deadly. Yeah. Those are the guys with the bony arms. They could choke you. Oh man, I have a hard time. All the big guys that are bigger than me. We have fun. Those guys are like big bears. We're just throwing each other around. But the lanky, skinny.
And it's funny, too, because the big guys kind of know and they kind of admit, like most of the ones that I know admit that they're kind of at a disadvantage.
They are.
Over the lanky guy.
Yeah, you learn. It's why you learn that. So that's one thing. Hopefully I can get better on my cardio and be maybe a little lanky and a little better.
Use it to your advantage.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Maybe that'll land you a new role. Maybe
it could be possible. Yeah. So you got to be willing to try. Yes.
I love it. Yeah, it's been so amazing chatting with you today.
I've had a blast. This is fun. I could talk all day long, too.
Exactly. I could, too. We actually had – it was like we had a mini podcast before we even got rolling.
So
your Instagram handle, Bentley Fierro on Instagram.
Yeah, everyone. Hey, guys, follow me, like, follow, share. I really appreciate it. Bentley Fierro. Bentley, like the car, Fierro, F-I-E-R-R-O. I'm verified. Instagram, I'm the most active there. I also as well have a TikTok, and that is Neil Bentley Fierro. That's my full stage name. Neil, N-E-I-L, Bentley Fierro. That's the TikTok. But Instagram, I'm the most active.
So if anyone wants to reach out to you to cast a role, they can find you on those handles.
Ooh, you can find me there. I'm IMDb. You could find me my IMDb, Neil Bentley Fierro. You'll find me there. But Instagram, yes, because I have everything connected and linked there.
Perfect.
That's where it's at. Yeah.
So links in the bio. Find me
there. Oh, yeah. You'll see everything connected right there. And I'm really active. I'm very active.
Fantastic. Yeah. What a pleasure today. All right, everybody. Follow Bentley Fierro on all of his handles. And that's a wrap.